Hello, and welcome to another episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. This was a session that took place on October 24th, 2018, with the local musician Clay Rose. Thanks for listening.
Hello, everyone. It is the local lunch hour here with me, TBD. I am joined by Clay Rose of the Gasoline Lollipops and today representing the band Widow's Bane. Thanks for being here, Clay.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. We're going to jump right into the first song, and it's called Old Bayou. This is a Widow's Bane song that you are covering because you are not in the band Widow's Bane.
No, and Mortimer Leach was supposed to be here today, but He went missing in action last night down on East Colfax. We still got people looking for him. Unfortunately, this happens all the time. So I've been forced to learn some of their songs to cover for him and play on the radio.
Well, so. I hope y'all find him sooner rather than later. But thank you for being here. Such short notice. And I am sure that these songs are going to sound great. You always put on such a great performance. So let's jump right into it. Again, this is a live performance of Old Bayou by Clay Rose. Thanks for tuning in to the local lunch hour.
As a mad puppeteer toiling in the swamps in a shack made of human bones and the puppets that he haunts, where they hang like crucifixions from their fraying threads. But unlike the saints, these ones aren't dead. Down in the old bayou, yes, down in the old bayou, yes, down where nightmares come true. In the old bayou, oh, down in the old bayou. There's an alligator older than the French-Canadian War. Every harvest moon she knocks at the puppet master's door. The puppet master feeds her on the blood of girls and boys. The gator's eyes are beating hearts, her scales are broken toys. Down in the old bayou, yes, down in the old bayou, yes, down where nightmares come true. In the old bayou, oh, down in the old bayou. Cold marionettes, those lured by his sweet voodoo. He severs the soul from the flesh. Oh, don't get lost, my child. No, don't get lost, my child. No, don't get lost, my child. Walking in the old bayou.
KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard a performance of the song Old Bayou, covered by Clay Rose of the Gasoline Lollipops, that song originally by the band Widow's Bane. And Clay, you are here to help represent and promote Widow's Bane, the band. They have a bunch of really awesome events coming up around town, and that song, Old Bayou, is a song from the Wicked Bayou Ballet.
Yes, that is correct. There's a ballet right now being performed by Wonderbound Dance Company in Denver. And yeah, it's the story of Old Bayou, which I modified into a short story. And then Garrett Ammon, the director and choreographer of Wonderbound, further modified it for the stage and for the ballet.
That's really, really cool. And I wanted to ask, have you ever worked on a project like this before?
No, never have.
And how was that process? Was it easy kind of translating your creative process into, you know, making a full length kind of soundtrack for a performance group? Like, was that
an
easy thing?
Well, I actually had very little to do with that. Mm-hmm. I just wrote the story. My son and I, actually, my 6-year-old son, Cohen, and I wrote the story together. And then Garrett of Wonderbound hired the Widow's Bane to write all the songs for
it.
Gotcha. Garrett did end up using one Gasoline Lollipop song in it that they cover. Mortimer reluctantly covers. But yeah, I'm glad that my role in it was so minimal, because I didn't have to work with Mortimer much.
Yeah.
I think Garrett and the rest of the dancers are, I mean, while the music is really good, I don't know that it's worth the price of having to put up with that guy.
Yeah. And what would you think his opinion about you covering Widow Bane's songs?
Oh, he would hate that.
Yeah,
I'm sure. But that's what he gets for not showing up.
I know. You know what I mean? Very, very unprofessional.
And I can't say that I'm entirely happy about hearing him cover one of my songs either. He butchers it, and I think he does it on purpose.
Yeah, just very spiteful.
Yeah.
Petty.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, from I was reading a lot of articles, and he just did an interview with Westward. Seems like a very loud personality.
Yes, very he's aggressive. Very loud, very offensive. Yeah, and not the guy you want to hang out with.
Oh my goodness. Well, how long have you known Mortimer? You guys kind of collaborate, or at least work sort of in the same circles. You also, I'm sure you both get this a lot, but you seem to resemble each other as well.
I wish you wouldn't say that.
I'm sorry. I know. That's not, that's an insult.
You
but
might as well just tell me I look like Donald Trump. They're basically the same person, you mm-hmm. know.
But you guys work together and kind of work in the same circles. What's that like?
Well, that's just because when they first came to town, I saw them busking down on Pearl Street in Boulder. And I thought that they had something going. And I thought that maybe I could make a little money off of booking. And I had some connections. So I offered to start booking for them. And then Mortimer insisted that we sign an exclusive contract, which, you know, I was a little bit reluctant, but I didn't know him that well back then, so I thought, okay, that's fine, with just a standard 3-year contract. And then right before he signed, he actually wrote a 0 next to the 3, and so now I'm locked into this 30-year contract.
Yeah, that is how it works legally.
Yeah, so
that's well, hopefully there's still some good art to come out of that relationship. It seems like with this ballet, you wrote the story, and then Mortimer with the music. Have you seen the performance? Have you been?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I enjoy it a lot.
That's awesome. And then we're gonna hear another song from that ballet later in this session, but before that, you're going to...
Oh, let's do that one.
We're
going
to do it now? Okay,
yeah,
awesome. So this is also a song by Widow's Bane, and this is from the Wicked Bayou Ballet as well. If you want to get really quickly maybe into the story behind it or the context, just so our audience knows kind of what this song is about.
So the story is of a boy and a girl down in Louisiana right after Hurricane Katrina. Well, the Hurricane Katrina happens in the ballet, this big storm.
Gotcha.
But, so they live way out in the rural bayou there, and there's a demented puppet maker that lives out in the bayou, and he lures children in with his marionette puppets. And then he takes the children and feeds them to an alligator, who's actually a shape-shifting bruja, right? And so the alligator feeds on its children, and then basically like just feeds on their soul, like sucks their soul out so that the alligator can have immortality, and then gives the corpse of the children to the puppet master, and he reanimates them, right? And those are his puppets.
Very spooky.
It's very dark.
Yeah.
So this song here, so the main two characters is Armand and Seraphine, and they're teenagers, and they're kind of lovers, or they're exploring love together for the first time, really. And Armand's father gets sick and dies. I don't want to give too much away, but
yeah, spoilers.
This is right, like Armand is grieving the death of his father, and Seraphine is singing to him and comforting him.
All right. Well, so kind of a lighter moment ish in still
this
sad.
This is pretty dark.
Okay. Never
the whole
never
thing
mind
is pretty
at all.
Dark.
Okay.
So just so you know.
Okay.
You know, it's not, I don't know. I would say that it's not a ballet to bring the children to yet. I've seen a few performances of it so far, and there seems to be a lot of children in the audience, and they all seem to really enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I guess the kids these days are tougher than I was when I was a kid. It would have scared me right out of my britches.
All right. Well, this is a performance of the song Burns by Widow's Bane, and being covered right now by Clay Rose of the Gasoline Lollipops. This is the local lunch hour. Thanks for tuning in. 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Remember back when you were just a little kid, scared of the dark, laying in your crib waiting for mama to turn on the light, but she never did. Remember back when you would watch those stars seem so bright, they seemed so far, but you knew one day they'd be falling around you. So today they are, and because the world turns just like the sea turns, just like the sun burns, just like we all fall in turn, just like the world turns, like the world. It burns, and it burns, and it burns, and it burns, and it burns. Fell into the bardo, they brought me back again. So I don't believe in no happy endings. No, I don't believe I wanna do this again. Well, remember back when you were just a little kid, you said you'd never fall in love, and you did. Now you're holding your broken heart in your hand, remembering what mama said. She said the world turns just like the sea turns, just like the sun burns, just like we all break in turn, just like the world turns. Fell into the before. I don't believe in no happy endings, no. I don't believe I wanna do this again.
.5 KCSU Fort Collins. This is a live in studio session with Clay Rose of the Gasoline Lollipops and representing the band Widow's Bane. That was a song called Burns, which is featured in the Wicked Bayou Ballet that is playing. And this is the final weekend for the ballet, correct?
The final weekend, yes. It'll be performed at Pinnacle Charter School for the Arts in Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Friday, Saturday night, and matinee on Sunday.
And do you know where people can find more information or tickets about that?
Wonderbound.com.
All right.
Yeah.
Wonderbound.com, awesome. And we are also streaming live on our Facebook page, 90.5 KCSU, if anyone wants to join in and see Clay play. You're always such a great performer.
Oh, and thank you very
it's
much.
It's great to have you. We've had you in the studio a handful of times that I've been here, and it's always a really fascinating experience. Your vocals and guitar and the lyrics, even if they're not your lyrics, even if they're someone else's lyrics, always really powerful. So thanks again for being here. Just have a couple more questions. I know I want to ask about your son's, you mentioned earlier that your son helped you write the story for the ballet.
Yes.
And I want to know just more about that. Like, how much input did he have? Like, how much of that story is his?
I mean, it definitely would not exist without him.
Oh, that's so awesome.
In any shape or form, because he was a big fan of the Widow's Bane. He's really into Halloween-y type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He likes Jack Skellington and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time I took him out camping, he wanted the full camping experience, so we made s'mores, we pitched the tent, we fished, and then we were laying down to bed, and he's like, okay, now you got to tell me a ghost story. I was like, well, I don't know any ghost stories. And he's like, well, why don't you tell me the story of Old Bayou, because that was his favorite Widow's Bane song.
Mm-hmm.
So I started making up a story as I went along based on the imagery in that song, but I kept getting stumped. I'd come to points, I'm like, and then I don't know what happened. And then he'd say, how about this happened? And he'd throw out ideas. And so we just sort of piggybacked off of each other all the way to the end of the story.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. So I'd say at least half is him, and he's got a big writing credit and a write up in the program of the ballet.
So. That's so awesome, especially at such a young age to be a part of that. That's
yeah, he's
so
putting
cool.
together his portfolio.
Yeah, already. Just yeah. on that train to success. But that's really, really cool. Does he show a lot of interest in being in art, kind of like you are? Or?
I don't think he's too interested in performance mm-hmm. art, but he seems to have a wild imagination. He writes stories all the time, and he says what he wants to do when he grows up is be an inventor.
Ah.
Yeah, he came up yesterday. I picked him up from school, and he'd come up with a design for a cuckoo clock. That's like a big, big clock, and in the hour of every clock, or in the number of mm-hmm. every hour, there's a different bird that comes out. And then on the hour, they all come out and sing a song together.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so I told him to get to carving.
Yeah.
You know? It's going to take a while.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. That's really cool that you guys can share that and be creative together and also separately, and that you encourage that creativity in him. That's
yeah.
really lovely.
And I'm not so much into the Halloween-y scary stuff like he is. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have much of a stomach for it, but he's a big fan of the Widow's Bane. So we're going to come up to Fort Collins for Halloween,
mm-hmm.
and we got a hotel for the night so we can go trick-or-treating, and then we're going to go to the Widow's Bane concert.
Correct, which is the 31st on Halloween at Washington's.
Yep.
With Whippoorwill, so that's going to be a fun show.
And yeah.
He gets to see his favorite band. Yeah. Mortimer will hopefully have been found before then.
Hopefully. And hopefully he'll be halfway sober, you know, because otherwise he's really crude in front of the children. Mm-hmm. I don't really like bringing my son.
I know. You got to reel him in, especially for public performances.
Yeah,
with
you
lots
really
of kids.
Do. You got to feed him a lot of Xanax. Calm him down.
All right. Well, hopefully that all works out. How are the Gas Pops doing?
Very well. Yeah, we're in the middle of recording right
oh,
now.
Oh, awesome. So,
yeah,
new stuff?
Yeah, new stuff.
Okay.
We hope to have a single out by Thanksgiving.
Oh, yay.
So we'll drop that by.
Yes,
and,
please do.
And yeah, and then we We also booked a headlining show at the Gothic for February, where we hope to release a new EP.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to that. I really do love the Gas Pops. So new music, is there, I know your last album had kind of a specific, Soul Mine kind of had a theme of like redemption and like trying to find your way out of, you know, all the stuff that's inside of you. Is there kind of a similar idea to the new stuff?
That this one might have some political leanings.
Oh,
it might be a little might be a little cynical, satirical. We're playing around with, we're throwing around album names right now. One that we're leaning towards is All the Money Misery Can Buy.
All right, so kind of that vibe. That sounds fun. But this last song that we're going to hear from you is a solo song, and I
We'll see. It might end up. It might end up on the record.
Okay.
Here.
Well, that would be exciting. But I want to ask, you know, do you have a big like list of solo songs? Because I don't know if I've heard.
Yeah,
too many.
I have quite a bank of them.
Oh, that's awesome! I want to know what decides if something stays a solo song or if it goes out into the Gas Pops. Or
I guess that the Gas Pops has a certain sound, kind of, even though it's a very broad sound. You know, we have ballads and we have rockers, but there's still a certain personality behind the sound of Gasoline Lollipops, just like there's a personality behind the sound of the Widow's Bane. And when I write, it seems to come from all directions. I don't seem to have a sound per se. So I might write a song that would be better performed by Barry Manilow than the Gasoline Lollipops. And I don't like thinking about where the song is going to end up. You know, while I'm writing it, that ruins the inspiration for me. So a lot of times I'll write songs that I don't personally know a band that could cover it, because it's just such a strange, strange genre, you know. And so those just go into a basket somewhere and are never heard from again.
Okay, well, we're going to hear this one right now, Come Here to Die. Did you want to maybe give a short explanation before we hear it?
This one would actually fit very well on a satirical, cynical, political album. It's basically a commentary on how lazy and miserable and complacent so many overprivileged Americans are.
Yeah, that is definitely a statement right there.
Yeah.
All right. So this song, Clay Rose solo song, possibly might end up being a Gasoline Lollipop song, but we're going to hear it now live. This is Come Here to Die, live in studio for 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
I hate my job. I hate my wife. I hate my children and I hate my life, but I ain't looking for no answer or fix. 'Cause if there's one thing I don't hate, it's my right to bitch. What would a slave be willing to give for just half the life that I now live? But this freedom is one that I can't afford. So I just come here to die, my Lord. Some fight with pens, some fight with swords, but me, I can't find nothing worth fighting for. And so I just come here to die. Now everyone knows it's as fixed as it gets. The poor breed more poor to work for the rich, but I ain't saying that I wanna stand up and fight. You might call it cowardice, I call it my right. What would a slave be willing to do with just half the rights given to me or to you? But this freedom is one that I can't comprehend. Oh, I just come here to die, my friends. Some fight with swords, some fight with pens, but me, I can't find nothing left to defend. Yeah, so I just come here to die. Oh, so I just come here to die. Yeah, so I just come here to die.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard a live performance of the song Come Here to Die by Clay Rose, who has been in the studio with us this past half an hour. And once again, thank you so much. Like that song, I definitely think it would do well if you're trying to go for a more pessimistic look on current state of affairs. So maybe we'll be hearing that one on the EP, hopefully out in February.
Yeah,
that would be awesome. But yeah, definitely keep us updated. We love the Gasoline Lollipops here. So excited for new music. And if there's anything else you wanted to let the people know about, both bands have Facebook pages.
And yeah, they both have Facebook pages. Gas Pops have a website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there. I mean, I think Mortimer's face is all over the place these days.
It so is. He's always looks so scary and crazy.
Especially with it being like election season, he really comes out, you know.
Is that how he looks all the time, or is that like something he does up, or?
Oh no, he's like that all the time. But election season, he comes out and starts kissing hands and shaking babies. You know.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully you're able to track him down and he's not injured, or he is okay mentally and physically. And
he's definitely not okay mentally, but physically he doesn't seem to die.
Isn't he already dead? So
yeah, exactly.
He'd have to die again. I don't know if
we
the powers
out
that
a
be.
Way to do that yet.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, Clay, so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I hope you have a good rest of your day with all the various things that you have to do.
Yeah.
Always a busy, busy guy. This has been a live in studio session with Clay Rose of Gasoline Lollipops and representing the Widow's Bane.
Thanks for listening to this episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. I would like to thank Clay for coming into the studio. My name is Haley Giustino. I hosted this interview, engineered the audio, and produced this podcast. If you would like to hear more podcast episodes from us, you can find them at kcsufm.com, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes.